Only one out of every 10 teens who needs treatment for drug addiction gets it. And when they do, it's often in a program designed for adults. In the second of two reports, we visit a model program in Miami that works by giving teens intensive attention from a therapist. NPR's Joseph Shapiro followed one 16-year-old and the counselor who's helping him get his life back on track.
For Ishmael, this is his first day back at school. He's wearing a professional football jersey, and he walks quickly into a trailer behind his high school. He slumps into a chair that seems too small for his tall, lanky body. Across the table, his assistant principal and teacher sit with stony faces. And at his side is a slender young woman named Elda Kansky, who's been changing his life. Right now, Ishmael needs to make an apology.
I'm sorry for the things I had done. I shouldn't have done that. I was kind of stupid for skipping school and stuff. If I didn't skip school, I would have not got in trouble. I would have not got arrested, a felony charge.
On the day he skipped school, Ishmael says his girlfriend got drunk and passed out. He couldn't take her home. Her parents disapproved of her black boyfriend. So Ishmael and another friend left the girl at a bus stop and took her wallet for safekeeping, Ishmael says. Ishmael got charged with robbery. Although he is only 16, he was facing a 15-year sentence in adult prison. But just yesterday, the charges were dropped and Ishmael was released from the Miami Juvenile Detention Center.
I learned my lesson, though. When I spent Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve in juvenile, so watching it through a window, kind of sucks. But you know, things happen. Things are always made for a purpose. I really do want to change, for real.
Changing Ishmael is what everybody in this room wants. For Ishmael to stay off drugs, to stay out of jail. And until his arrest, it looked like he was changing. At school, he was turning F's into B's and even a few A's. He hasn't used drugs since October. The difference was a new drug treatment program that he started last summer. That's where he met Elda Kansky. She's his therapist, but she's also become a friend, cheerleader, and advocate. It was Kansky who just the day before had gone to court and persuaded the state's attorney to drop the robbery charge. And it was Kansky who pushed for today's meeting with the school officials.
So you guys could see that this is not a step back. That, you know, Ishmael, he's gotten to a point where he really, really wants to change and continue the progress he made in school.
The principal and teacher listened. It was Kansky who got Ishmael going to school every day. He'd improved so much that in November, the school named him Student of the Semester and gave him a certificate on a simple piece of paper. Kansky gently prods Ishmael to tell the school officials how that felt.
Straight. My dad was proud of me. He was happy.
How was that for you? Tell them.
For me, it was... I felt good to be the only student out of this whole school to get an award. For real. And that means a lot, though. It's still on my wall, in my room. But then I feel bad, though, for all the stuff that I've done. Then it's like I got the award, then I turn my back on y'all and I do something stupid.
Outside, in the hallway, away from Ishmael, the principal says he sees who Ishmael hangs out with at school, and he tells Kansky that he worries.
I talked to him again about choosing friends. We went over again. I go, you know, we can't pick our family, but we can pick our friends. And he just doesn't get it.
Kansky's job is to help Ishmael get it. She works for a University of Miami program with a jargony name, Multidimensional Family Therapy. Family therapy means that Kansky does counseling sessions with Ishmael and with his father, too. Multidimensional means that she's involved in every part of Ishmael's life. She knows his principal, his teachers, and she knows his friends. Kansky says friends cut both ways for Ishmael. He wants to be popular, so he's still loyal to his drug-using friends. But then there are the girls. After the principal and teacher leave the trailer, Ishmael stays to tell Kansky about how things are going on this first day back at school. He's excited that a girl he likes made a fuss over his getting out of jail. It's someone who ignored him when he was using.
Girls look at me, put it that way, so I see myself differently. Yeah, I used to come to school messed up, drugs and stuff. And then girls used to be like, oh, you stupid, you high and stuff. They could smell me.
There's one other connection that Kansky's building, with Ishmael's dad. And Ishmael's got some surprising news. Last night, Ishmael asked his father to take him fishing this weekend. Kansky knows they haven't done that since Ishmael was a little kid.
Look at you, you're smiling, you're happy. It's So this is big. Like, you guys are starting to get close as a family.
I know, I feel straight chilling with the old boy.
While Ishmael is in school, his father, Frank, takes a break from his job. He wants to talk about his son. He's sitting in a park lined with palm trees, a few blocks from the apartment building where he works as a part-time repairman. His braided hair falls from under his floppy hat. Frank agrees that going fishing is a big step.
It shocked me when he asked me if he wants to go fishing with me. I'm saying, I looked around, it's the same kid. Once he started getting involved with drugs and a bad crowd, he wasn't interested in going nowhere with me. He wanted to be with his friends, going and getting high.
Frank asks that he and his son be identified by their first names only. He talks about the tough times he's gone through with his son, starting with Ishmael's mom, who he says had a drug problem of her own and couldn't take care of Ishmael.
When he was like 2 years, the state wanted to take him away. So I went in and took him from the mom and raised him by myself. And it has been nightmares. All I had was nightmares.
Ishmael was just 9 years old when he started doing drugs with his friends. Marijuana mostly, sometimes laced with cocaine, and lots of pills.
It got to a point that I had to call the police for him a couple of times myself. He pulled a knife at me, steal the money. All the appliances that I had in the house, he sold to buy drugs for he and his friends.
Frank lived in fear of his own son. But most of all, he feared that one day he'd get a phone call saying his son had been arrested, or worse.
He was running a pretty short course. If he didn't OD, somebody probably killed him for, you know, taking their money. Maybe get shot trying to break into somebody's house to get money to buy drugs.
Ishmael flunked out of 2 drug treatment programs. He got a chance to wipe his record clean in Miami's special drug court for teens. But over several months, he tested dirty on every urine test. A judge was about to send Ishmael to a faraway treatment center. But researchers at the University of Miami were testing their alternative to residential programs. Last summer, Ishmael got assigned to The Experiment and to Elda Kansky. She's 28 and came to this country 10 years ago from Haiti. She's got a master's degree in counseling. Sitting in her office, several miles from the high school, Kansky says you can send a kid like Ishmael to a residential center, but that won't solve all his problems.
If he had gone away, the only thing he would be working on is himself and not really the things that have been causing all these problems in his life, which was his old man, like he says, his neighborhood, his friends, his school. He needed to be in his natural environment to learn how to survive in his environment.
Kansky checks in on Ishmael by phone every day. He calls her sometimes after midnight. They get together for 3 or 4 weekly therapy sessions, sometimes at her office, but more often at Ishmael's school, his home, or in the car if Kansky gives him a ride. They talk about making better decisions and what Ishmael does when he's with friends who offer drugs. That kind of attention makes a difference. It's expensive, but still it's cheaper than sending Ishmael to a live-in program. And multidimensional family therapy has gotten national recognition because its success rates are higher than more traditional programs. Kansky looks at Ishmael and sees a kid making progress. That's different than the way the rest of the world often sees Ishmael. And that becomes clear after Ishmael's second day back at school. Ishmael goes to see his probation officer, and then he heads straight to Kansky's office on the 11th floor of an office tower. He's scared, but he won't say what happened.
Mr. Ishmael, why are you so upset? What did the GPO did to you?
Kansky guides him from the hallway to her office. She sits him down in a computer chair and gets down on one knee, trying to make eye contact.
Ishmael, what did they say to you? What did they do to you?
Finally, he tells her. The probation officer said she was sending the paperwork to lock up Ishmael in the faraway residential center. Kansky tries to tell him the probation officer is wrong. Ishmael can't be committed on a charge that was dropped.
And I could tell how upset you are because you're crying. This is the first time I've ever seen you cry. But Ishmael, sweetie, your case is dropped.
Ishmael's not buying Kansky's reassurances. Okay. He's scared that he's going back to jail.
Now, you want to call the public defender's office so you could hear your case was dropped?
Let's call Julia.
And then you could hear...
Just for calling the law offices of Bennett Ingram.
1 moment, please.
While she's on hold, waiting for Ishmael's attorney, Kansky tries to explain to Ishmael how the probation officer sees things.
And she feels that you have slipped through the hoops and gotten away with things that most kids have. You know what she told me that day you got arrested? She's like, finally, Ishmael's going to get what he deserves. because I cannot believe this kid. Any of my other kids?
Mama Kinseel.
Yes.
One moment.
Any other kid, he gets done, that's it. They commit them, they send them to residential. Ishmael, look at this. He violates drug court. You go to court, you start telling the judge he's doing good, they give him a chance. And then she's like, Elda, then he fails two treatment, and then you start saying, well, this is a new chance for him. And
okay, you still want to hold?
Yes.
One moment.
And she's pretty upset because she feels that you've gotten lucky and it's not you, and you know? You see how she gets upset at me in front of you? She says to me, Elda, I'm not a therapist. I'm not mushy-mushy with Ishmael. I don't play with him. She says these things.
Once again, it's Kansky who comes through for Ishmael. He calms down after she gets his attorney on the line. Then Kansky drives Ishmael home to the darkened apartment where the front lock is still busted from the time his friends robbed the place. Kansky saw a breakthrough today. She liked the way Ishmael handled his run-in with the probation officer. And she tells Frank that his son showed good judgment.
I thought this was an important thing for him to tell you, is because you know how Ishmael used to be.
He'd get all upset.
And he blow up some people, gets arrested.
I had a feeling she was going to tell me something, but I'd be quiet. Thought about it before she said something.
Kansky turns the moment into a therapy session. She gets Frank to turn to Ishmael and say,
yeah, I'm proud of you to see that you're making progress and you're thinking before you react, and just keep it up.
As Kansky leaves, she sees the flashing lights of a police car down the street. The cops in this neighborhood still think of Ishmael as a drug-using punk. Kansky makes Ishmael promise he'll stay inside the house tonight. To stay on track, Ishmael must avoid many pitfalls, not just unsympathetic cops and parole officers, or his own craving for drugs or the temptations offered by friends. There's another danger ahead. The program that has helped Ishmael so much is about to end. In 2 weeks, Ishmael will hit the 8-month limit for multidimensional family therapy. And with it, he'll lose his regular access to Kansky. Ishmael will leave the program with a new maturity, with new problem-solving skills, and with a renewed connection to his father. At 16, Ishmael will have to keep on proving he can make it in the world, but largely on his own. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News, Miami.